Vikings. Get ready for Var Reeves Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Now, Var Reeves Sports on The General.
Good evening, everybody. It is the beginning of basketball season here on The General, 95.9 and 101.3. And tonight, we kick off the girls' portion of the season. And we are in Linton, Indiana tonight as Var Reeves on the road travels to take on the very young, very talented Linton Miners. Good evening, everybody. I'm Mike DeCourcy, going to be joining you once again all season long with a host of characters as my sidekicks. Of course, during the great volleyball state championship run, I had Jeff Doyle and John Mullen with me by my side. They'll be here for basketball as well. To go along with Var Reeves Athletic Director Aaron Ash from time to time. So it'll be an interesting season, no doubt. We'll bring you what potentially could be all 50-plus Var Reeves boys and girls varsity games as we get ready to go. And it is a busy opening week. As we mentioned, this is the opener for the Var Reeves Lady Vikings here tonight. And a contest against Orleans last week was postponed because of not only the Var Reeves State volleyball championship run, but several cross-country runners as well competed very, very deep into the tournament. So limited practice time and another week, and here we are in Linton here tonight. But like I said, a busy week. Linton tonight, the girls are going to travel and hit the road Thursday night and make their way down to Princeton. On Saturday night, they will be back home, a primetime contest against the Mitchell Blue Jackets. So once you get going in girls basketball season, or any girls athletic season for that matter, certainly seems like it is a sprint more than it is a marathon, and you will see 3 and 4 game weeks, and it'll be an all-out slugfest until we get to that last week in January when it is sectional time. So tonight we'll talk about all of the Var Reeves team members, what you can expect. It's going to be a relatively tall team for the Lady Vikings. It's going to be another year of experience. It's going to be another year of increased athleticism. And, oh, yeah, it's going to be one where there is a coaching change as well, and we'll talk to you about that as Var Reeves will have new leadership on the sideline, but it is leadership that will seem and be very familiar to Viking Nation. So Var Reeves and Linton going through their warm-ups, getting ready. We are probably 8 or 9 minutes away from game time. We're going to go ahead and take our first timeout. And when we come back, more of the pregame show. Var Reeves and Linton getting ready here in Greene County tonight. Back to Linton High School after this 2-minute timeout.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
The Washington Chrysler Center deal of the month is a 2019 Dodge Journey. These are perfect for your family hauling from ball games to school, work, and back home. And now during the Black Friday sales event at Washington Chrysler, you can own a new 2019 Journey for as low as $18,687. That's right, rebates and incentives up to $5,500 mean big savings for you. Only 9 in stock, these will go fast. See the sales team today and take your new Dodge Journey home during the Black Friday sales event at the Washington Chrysler Center or online at WashingtonChryslerCenter.net.
Back at Linton High School, and Bar Even Linton getting ready for girls basketball action here tonight. And the Vikings, as we mentioned, kicking off the opening contest of the season. And Linton, as we mentioned, they are already a couple of weeks into their season, so Linton certainly has the advantage not only of practice time but already game preparation. But the Lady Vikings, they will do the best that they can here tonight. And when you talk about the Lady Vikings, not only do the Lady Vikings return 4 starters from last season, but Bar Eve gonna welcome back a girl that they were very, very excited about last season, and they lost her early to an injury, and that's Addison Ainsco. Addison Ainsco, a 5'11 sophomore, had 15 points, 9 rebounds, and 8 assists in her first game last year, and her first game became her only game as she went down with a back injury that wiped out the rest of her season. So she is in the lineup tonight, ready to go, and certainly will make a big difference, not only in that guard position, but she is a very, very outstanding shooter, and she'll play a lot of point guard tonight. And being a 5'10 or 5'11 point guard, certainly going to be beneficial. As we talked a lot last year, when you talk about Linton, you talk about their youth, and they had 3 freshmen last year that really did a number on the Vikings. And another year older, those freshmen are now sophomores. But the one that had the biggest of the nights was Haley Rose. She's about a 6-foot sophomore, and their relentless defensive pressure really gave the Viking fits and blew open a game that was close into the second quarter. And the pressure gradually wore the Vikings down and created situations where Linton was able to get easy transition buckets. That brings us to tonight's Prescription for Success, brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. And tonight's Prescription for Success is going to be that Bar Eve has got to handle what you know will come in waves and waves and waves of Linton Lady Miner pressure here tonight. If Bar Eve can handle that pressure, it could be an interesting ball game. If they do not handle that pressure, it could, I'm not going to say get ugly early, but Linton is just devastating with their full court defense. You know, think Vincennes Reve back in some of the really, really great Vincennes Reve teams. That is what Linton plays like, and when they get going, they are hard to stop. Well, we are getting ready for national anthem, starting lineups, and the opening tip. We are going to take one more timeout, and when we come back, we'll have those starting lineups and the opening tip. Back to Linton right after this.
Helena Agra Enterprises is proud to support Daviess County farmers and our local athletes.
crop health and crop safety is a top priority for Helena Agri Enterprises as we work with area farmers to maximize your yields in a cost-effective way. From the latest product advancements to the experienced staff we have on hand to answer your questions one-on-one, put Helena Agri Enterprises to work for you on the farm. Helena Agri Enterprises in Montgomery is a proud supporter of the Barrie Vikings.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download, streaming movies with virtually no buffering, and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Back at Linton High School's national anthem done, getting ready for starting lineups and the opening tip. And as I've already mentioned, I am without a caller person tonight, but I was able to drag a statistician out of the stands. And tonight, keeping track of all of the totals for Barrie and the Linton Lady Miners, my friend, your friend, our friend, Anna Ballingy. Good evening, Anna Ballingy.
Hey, guys.
So, Anna, I literally saw you sitting across the way, and as I said, hey, do you want to keep some stats for me? The first thing you said was?
I don't know how to do that, but sure.
So we had about a five-minute tutorial, and do you think we are ready now, Coach Ballingy?
I am very ready for this.
All right, so she is going to be the lady in charge of the statistics tonight. Starting lineups tonight for, we'll go with Linton first, and then we'll talk about the Barrie lineup here in just a minute. Linton is going to go this way here tonight. Aubrey Burgess, she is a 5'5 sophomore guard, and she was very, very impressive last year. Also starting tonight, Mallory Fry. Fry also a guard. She is 5'5" tall. At a forward position tonight for Linton, Hannah Frady. Frady 5'7" and a senior. Another forward position. That's who we've already talked about, Haley Rose. Haley 6 feet and a sophomore. And rounding out starting lineups for Linton, that is Vanessa Shafford. Shafford 5'9" and a sophomore. And Linton coached by Jared Rimmel. Vikings are going to go like this tonight. It's going to be Hannah Foose, Hannah 5'9" and a senior. Rachel Wilson, Rachel's 5'10" and a senior. Tracy Stahl, Tracy 5'7" and a sophomore. Melissa Wagler, she's a 5'6" sophomore. And Mariah Bullock, Mo is a 5'5" junior. We talked a little bit about Addison Ainsco in the pregame. Addison, as we mentioned, just coming back from that volleyball run. She will come off the bench tonight, but I would surmise that once Addison comes in, she probably will not come out of the game. So both teams standing in the center circle. Tip is up, and it is going to be controlled by Barrie. And here comes Hannah Foose down. She's going to bounce it back to Melissa Wagler. Looks like Linton going to start man-to-man. Foose with it. Going to kick it over to Tracy Stahl on the left side. Tracy, the right-hand dribble. Really a lot of defensive pressure. Rachel Wilson has it now down on the baseline. Going to have it poked away, but Barrie going to get it on the baseline. And Tracy Stahl going to key it inbounds. Tracy hits Mariah Bullock in the corner. Her three just a little bit long. And here comes Shafford on the run. The sophomore going to kick it out. Burgess going to set for three. She got it. Quick start by Linton, and it's 3-0. As we mentioned, that coaching change, Coach Michael Hopkins down with Mark Rohr's boys staff at Southridge now. So basically everybody kind of slides over a chair. Brett Graber, the new head man for Bar Eve, he's been there before. He's been there for a long time. Mark Holt going to slide up and be the main assistant, almost a co-coach situation. First real Viking possession. Melissa Wagler going to knock in a jumper on the baseline, 15-footer. 3-2 Linton. Here, game just a minute old. Rose has it. Up in the high post, down on the baseline. Mallory Fry going to lay one in. 5-2. Lady Miners have scored on both of their opening possessions. Mari with it now. Mariah Bullock high on the right side. Tracy Stahl, little shot fake down to Rachel Wilson. Rachel kicks it back out. Bullock, they're really trying to establish Rachel down there. Rachel back out. Mariah going to set for a three. That one's going to roll in and out. Good look. Here comes Rose on the run. Haley Rose going to accelerate but has it poked away, and here comes Mariah. Mo with the basketball. Crosses the timeline over to Tracy Stahl. Tracy sets for three. That one's short and rebounded by Linton. Linton with it. Burgess over on the baseline. Going to have it poked away. Rachel Wilson's going to pick it up. Here comes Rachel with the basketball. Going to bounce it over to Melissa. Mariah Bullock down on the right baseline. Back to Rachel. Back to Melissa. Bar Eve going to reset. Melissa left-hand dribble over to Tracy Stahl. Bounces it. Hannah Foose now. Hannah, and you can't dribble between two Lady Miners. Here comes Shafford. She's going to go down, lay it up, lay it in. 7-2 Linton. Melissa Wagler with it. Not much Linton pressure. It looks like they're going to try to get into it in the half court. 1-2-2 pressure. Melissa going to pick her dribble up. And Coach Brett Graber going to get a timeout. It's a 30. We'll take 1-2. On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 7-2 Linton in the early going. Back to Linton in 30 seconds.
Plenty of people are talking about agriculture, but too often the farmer's voice is missing. Nationwide supports farmers and ranchers telling agriculture's story. Your local agent is part of that story, partnering with the number one farm insurer in the nation. Nationwide, we stand for you. This is Mary Hathaway. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance at 812-254-1987 for a free quote.
Nationwide Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Back at Linton High School. Bar Eve got trapped out by half court. And Coach Brett Graber whistled a quick 30-second timeout. And that's one thing Linton will do. They will force you in a spot and really, really wreak havoc defensively. Addison Ainsco in the game for the first time. Hannah Foose going to sit down, and there Linton extending that pressure a little bit. Ainsco's got it. Tracy Stahl. There's Addison with it now. Going to bounce it over to Bullock. Out to Tracy Stahl. Melissa now, 15-footer. It's going to be long and ran down by Fry. And here comes Linton on the run. Burgess with it. Over to Frady. Shafford's got it. They're looking for Haley Rose in the post. Rachel Wilson doing a real nice job keeping her out of the lane. Rose with it. Good spin move in the lane. Left-hand layup, got it. What a nice move by the sophomore. And it's 9-2 Linton early. There's Ains go down, and she's going to be fouled on her way to the bucket. Go to the line to shoot two. So Addison just saw a little opening, hit the afterburners. She's going to go to the line. I get that on Haley Rose. Thanks for the line. Addie's first free throw, going to roll off, no good. She'll have another one. Hannah Foose in, Tracy Stahl going to sit down. Addie's second one, and that one's going to be short. So Vikings leave a couple points on the table. Lent going to run it the other way. And Burgess, a three in transition, got it, 12-2. And Ains go with it over to Mariah Bullock, and Linton has really ramped up that pressure. There's another steal. Here comes Burgess, and she is fast over to Shafford. Shafford, right-hand layup, got it, 14-2. And against the pressure, Mariah Bullock going to be fouled. Let's see who they get that on. And they are going to get that one on Rose. That's going to be her second. So trailing 14-2, that's a bit of good news for the Lady Vikings. Ainsco going to spin, bounce it out. Rachel Wilson almost traveled but held that pivot foot. Foose with it in the post, off the glass. Vikings have had several good looks. What's killed Barib has been these transition threes by Linton. Shafford's got it. Going to kick it down, poked out of bounds by Foose. So Linton will have it on the baseline. Aubrey Burgess leads all scorers. A pair of those transition threes. She's got six. And a miscommunication on the inbounds. And it's going to allow Ashton Powell to lay it in. 16-2, all Linton in the early going. Bullock with a three in transition. She gets one to go. 16-5. Barib now in a 3-2 zone. And that's going to maybe slow Linton for a second. Never mind. Shafford going to step back and knock a three in, 19-5. Barib now going to have it kicked on the other end. And it's not going to be kicked. It's going to hit the sideline first. Another turnover. So Linton going to get it back. Tracy Stahl checking in. My Bullock going to sit down. And here come the Linton Miners with the basketball. Barib had one possession in a 3-2 zone. Looks like they're back man-to-man here. And I think they're going to get a moving screen on Linton. And I'll have to look at the tape tomorrow or ask my sidekick, Anna Ballingy. I don't think that was much of a moving screen. It was kind of an elevator play. And Barib really hit the deck right there, but where I was sitting, I thought Linton may have been still and set a good screen, but I do reserve the right to be wrong. I am all the time. Barib going to break the pressure, and it's going to be last touched out of bounds. There's going to be a discussion with the officials, and they're going to call a jump ball as one official pointed one way, one official pointed the other, and that's going to give it back to Linton. Scratch that. Well, yeah, it's Linton basketball on the alternating possession. Addison Ainsco stepped out of bounds like she was going to take it out, trying to steal the possession. Never mind. It is now Barib basketball. We got mass confusion in Linton, ladies and gentlemen. So on the inbounds, Tracy Stahl with it. Still in some 1-2-2 pressure. Bullock going to bounce it over to Ainscoe. Tracy Stahl, Barrie just going east to west here. They need to figure out a way to go north and south, but Linton going to bail Barrie out with another foul. That's going to be team foul number, it's either number four or number five. And fouls mounting up here for Linton, so that is one good sign. Barrie yet to foul here. Minute 43 to go in the first quarter. Kenzie Swartzentruber into the game. Mariah Bullock. Hannah Foose tried to dribble through the trap. Going to be turned over. Here comes Fry with the basketball. Fry going to bounce it down. Layup. Rolls in and good by Alexis Anderson. 21-5. So 21-5. Baseline jumper by Hannah Foose going to go down. Make it 21-7. But quickly back the other way. Lost in defensive transition. Fry going to knock in another three, and it's 24-7. And Linton has just not missed from the outside as Mallory Fry knocks in another three for the Lady Miners. 50 seconds left in the opening quarter. Kenzie Swartz going to have it poked away. Ball on the floor. Still on the floor. We're going to have a tie-up. And a possession arrow going to give it to Linton this time with 39 seconds left in the opening quarter. So it'll be Linton basketball. 39 seconds. And there's going to be a moving screen on the inbounds. My statistician, Anna Ballingy, seems to have something to say. What are you talking about? I had the headphones on and I can't read lips very well, but they're going to get a moving screen on the inbounds. So Barrie going to get it right back with 39 seconds left in the quarter. And Linton going to pick another pass off, and they're going to call a carry on Burgess. So a turnover fest here at the end of the first quarter. Going to give it back to Barrie. Linton. Barrie with it. Mariah Bullock had a three. Ainscoe down on the baseline. Going to slither through everybody, but she's going to step on the baseline, and that's going to give it back to Linton with 15 seconds. So here comes Shafford with the basketball. Shafford's got it. She's going to be fouled on her way to the basket, and I think they're going to get it on either Mariah Bullock or Kenzie Swartzentruber. And they're going to get that on Bullock. So 5.9 seconds left in the quarter. Linton with it on the baseline. And it's going to be back to Shafford for a three. In and out, no good. Going to be a fight for the rebound. Rachel Wilson going to grab it, and that's going to do it. At the end of one, all Linton on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Lady Miners 24, Barrie 7. Back to Linton High School after this one-minute timeout.
The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruitton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website, Just visit www.montgomerybrewertonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Brewerton Club is proud to back the Bar E Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Brewerton Club.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years, with a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Back at Linton High School, and it was a barrage of Linton threes in that first quarter, and they really dialed up the defensive pressure, and it's 24-7. Linton on top here to begin quarter number two. It will be Bar E basketball. Melissa Wagler with it. Over to Ainsco. Bullock. And her pass going to be picked off. Bar E going to pick it off right back. Lindley Sheets with it. Going to kick it over. Bullock, 15-footer on the baseline. It's going to roll off. And Lindley going to lay it up and in. She's going to be fouled. Lindley going to go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. So good job by Lindley. Really not giving up on the play. Established that inside position. And finish through the contact, 24-9. Lindley with a chance to cut it even more. Lindley's free throw rolls in, 24-10. So let's see. Looks like Bar Eve going to go 3-2 zone here to start second quarter. Trying to slow this Linton pace down. Schaffer going to fire a three in and out. Lindley with another rebound. Gets it off to Melissa. And here comes Bar Eve on the run. Ainsco over to Melissa Wagler. Ainsco's got it again on the right side. And Ainsco going to be fouled. And that's going to be either they're quick putting them up. No, that's going to be team foul number seven. So Linton has already put Bar Eve in a bonus. And that's going to put Ainsco at the free throw line. So one in the bonus. Trying to get Bar Eve a little bit closer. His free throw, or her free throw, going to roll in. Addie's got one more. Second one. Got it to go, 24-12. So the first five of quarter number two belong to Bar Eve. So Bar Eve able to cut into this lead just a little bit. Rose on the baseline, and she's going to dribble it off her foot. And now it's going to be off the foot of Rachel Wilson. Officials pointed the wrong direction. So Linton going to get it on the inbounds. Rose with it, going to spin in the lane, got it to go. 26-12. Ainsco with it, going to bounce it over. Melissa Wagler on the left side. Ainsco with it, skips it out. Bullock going to set for three. It's going to roll off, but there's Lindley Sheets again. And she's going to be tied up, jump ball. Going to give it back to Linton, but Lindley has came in. And that was her third rebound already in just a minute and 25 seconds. She got tied up right there. But a good job of almost giving Bar Eve a chance. Linton with it now. Ball's going to be picked off. Here comes Melissa. Mariah Bullock. And her errant pass going to be picked off by Linton. And here comes Burgess. Burgess with it. Down to Shafford. Shafford gets caught, and she's going to bounce it out of bounds, going to go back to Barree. So fast and furious is the pace here in Linton, 26-12. And here comes Ainsco with the basketball. Riot Bullock out to Lindley Sheets on the left side. Ainsco. Addison going to spin. Little floater in the lane. Got it to roll in. 26-14. It's Ainsco's fourth point. All here in the second quarter. Burgess with the basketball. Vikings still in a 3-2 zone. And Linton looks like they are going to take a timeout. I thought they may have called a moving screen for a second. We'll go ahead and take a timeout, too, on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 5:23 left, second quarter. 26-14 Linton. Back to Linton in 1 minute.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor, Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Barree Sports.
Back at Linton. Lady Miners with the basketball out of the timeout. Barree still in that zone, and it's really slowed Linton down here in the quarter, but nice pass down on the baseline by Rose. She's going to find Alexis Anderson and lays it in. 28-14. Had her right where they wanted her and then let her out. Ainsco with it. Her pass going to be deflected. Bullock going to pick it up, however. Her pass deflected. Addison going to dive on it. And now here comes Linton with the basketball. Burgess, two big steps, and they're going to call a travel. And you hear the Linton fans unhappy about that. And I think they may have a point. That was two really big, nice steps by the very talented sophomore, but quite honestly, you see a girl make a move like that, you're not expecting it, but that was not a travel. So Barree with it again. Tracy Stahl going to fire a three. It's going to be short. Barree has really had a chance to cut into this, but just can't get a couple of big possessions in a row. Rose with it in the corner, left corner. Her three, no good. Good block out by Mariah Bullock. She's going to run it down, and here comes Barree the other way. Moe with the basketball. Over to Tracy Stahl. Tracy going to bounce it over to Addie. Addie. And her pass going to sail high and out of bounds. And just Barree never got a clear handle on the possession that time. And turnover going to give it back to Linton. .347 to go. Second quarter, 28-14. Lady Miners on top. Barree still in that zone. They're going to get another moving screen. That one's going to be on Rose. That's going to be her third. And that is a big development right here, is the girl who really torched Barree last year going to go to the bench with three first half fouls, and even when she does come back in the second half, she will really be playing on eggshells. So a little bit of a pressure switch right here. Bad pass. Going to be picked off. Burgess has it. Aubrey Burgess. And a long three going to roll off, but they miss a block out. And Hannah Frady going to go down and lay it in. Now Ainsco gets herself caught in the corner. Going to be tapped out of bounds. Barry going to get it back. 30-14. Tracy Stahl with it over to Melissa. And Linton has just gradually pushed this Bar Eve defense out a little farther than they would like to be. Bullock going to skip it over. Ainsco. Ainsco on the baseline. Her shot short. And here comes Linton with it. Stop and pop. Jumper going to fall for Vanessa Shafford. 32-14. And Coach Brett Graber wants a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take one, too. 2:26 left, second quarter. 32-14 Linton. Back to Linton High School after this one-minute timeout.
This year, Black Friday has turned blue. Ford blue. This is Billy Dobson at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, and we want to make sure you get the present you really want this Christmas. Imagine finding the keys to a brand new Ford F-150, Mustang, or Fusion under your tree Christmas morning. Of course, you want the vehicle that goes with those keys, and of course, we want you to have it. Stop in and see us at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, where we're turning Black Friday to Ford Blue and making Christmas wishes come true.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
Back at Linton, 32-14. Lady Miners on top, coming up on 2 minutes here in second quarter. Bar Eve with it. Looks like Linton in a little man-to-man defense this time. Bullock with it. Hannah Foos, and she's going to travel with it. Linton going to get it back. So Fry with the basketball. Frady's got it now. Back to Fry. Burgess with it in the left corner. Fry had a three, didn't take it. Shafford going to travel with it. And Mari going to get it back on the Linton turnover. So Melissa Wagler with it. Going to spin dribble. Over to Bullock. Looking inside to Rachel Wilson, going to be picked off. Here comes Burgess down, right-hand layup, got it, 34-14. So a 20-point lead for Linton now. Not only that, but that is an 8-0 run to open this thing way back up for the Lady Miners. And Hannah Foos going to be fouled. That's going to be team foul number 9. Only one for Bar Eve. So Foos going to go to the free throw line to shoot the bonus. Minute 5 left here in the second quarter. Back in the game for Bar Eve, Lindley Sheets and Kenzie Swartz and Truber. Tracy Stahl sits down. Rachel Wilson sits down. So bonus situation here. And Hannah got the first one, 34-15. And Hannah's second one, going to roll off, tapped around. Lindley Sheets just about had another offensive rebound, but Linton going to pull it out. And quickly down the floor, good step through right there. That's Ezra Davis. She's a sophomore, 36-15. We are under a minute. Kenzie Swartz and Trueber has it in the corner, bounces it out to Bullock. Mariah. Over to Foose. Foose back to Mariah. Bullock. And they're going to get an offensive foul that time. Moving screen on Hannah Foose. And the sarcastic cheers from the Linton crowd could be heard in the background because that makes the foul count 9-2 in favor of Bar Eve. A lot of that nine is Linton's relentless pressure defense, which has caused so many problems here in the early going. 20 seconds left. Linton looks like they're going to play for the last shot. Fry with the basketball. Dribble handoff. Shafford's got it. Now we're at 10. Shafford trying to turn the corner. Pump fake. Going to kick it in the corner. Three going to be put up by Davis is short, and it's going to trickle out of bounds, and that's going to do it. At halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Linton defense really causing Bar Eve problems. Linton 36, Bar Eve 15. We are going to take a three-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll have all the halftime statistics and set up the second half. Once again at halftime, Linton 36, Bar Eve 15. Back to Linton after this three-minute timeout.
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Eve Sports.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download, streaming movies with virtually no buffering, and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelly Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up,
pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
We go that extra mile.
Pick it up,
fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
Helena Agra Enterprises is proud to support Davies County farmers and our local athletes.
crop health and crop safety is a top priority for Helena Agri Enterprises as we work with area farmers to maximize your yields in a cost-effective way. From the latest product advancements to the experienced staff we have on hand to answer your questions one-on-one, put Helena Agri Enterprises to work for you on the farm. Helena Agri Enterprises in Montgomery is a proud supporter of the Barrie Vikings.
Back at halftime here on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 36-15. The Lady Miners of Linton, a very impressive first half, good pressure defense, and they lead Barrie by 21 here at halftime. Halftime tonight brought to you by the Montgomery Medical in Montgomery, just across from Barrie High School. So thank you to Montgomery Medical signing on for Barrie Sports all season long. Halftime scoring here tonight in Linton. First, we'll start with Barrie. Lady Vikings here tonight. They're 15 points at halftime. Going to go like this. Addison Ainsco. Ainsco going to lead Barrie with four here tonight. Addison with a made two-pointer. Addie two for four from the free throw line for her 4 points. A trio of Lady Vikings with three. Hannah Foos with three. Hannah with a two-point basket, one of two from the line for her three. Mariah Bullock with three. Mariah with a three-pointer in the opening quarter. Lindley Sheets got a three-point play beginning the second quarter. Lindley, two-point basket, one of one from the free throw line for her three. And Melissa Wagler going to round out the Vikings scoring with two. Melissa, a baseline jumper to open the game scoring for Barrie. So Ainsco leads the Vikings here at halftime with 4 points. Linton, they are going to be led at halftime tonight by Vanessa Shafford. Shafford with 3 2-point baskets and a 3-point basket for nine. She's going to be followed by Aubrey Burgess. Burgess with 2 threes and a two for eight. Mallory Fry is next. Fry with a 3-point basket and a 2-point basket for five. Haley Rose with four. Haley with 2 2-point baskets. Alexis Anderson, a pair of layups, 2 2-point baskets for four. Hannah Frady with a layup off of an inbounds play for 2 points at halftime. Ashton Powell going to round out the Linton scoring, a 2-point basket, and add all of that up, and it is 36 points for Linton, 15 for Barrie here at halftime. Linton led it at the end of one quarter, 24-7. Barrie did cut into it, and they scored the first 5 points of quarter number two, and it was about a 12-point margin for 3 or 4 minutes there in quarter number two. Linton ramped that defensive pressure up again and started making a couple of outside shots, got out in transition, and they accelerated with an 8-0 run to push it to where we are at halftime, and that is 36-15. Well, second half, getting ready to get started. We're about 4 minutes away. As we mentioned, Linton does have the advantage in this game, not only the advantage of additional practice time, but Linton has also played games, so they have been game tested already. This is Barrie's first appearance, and it's going to be a tough first week for Barrie. No other way to put it. When you talk about Linton, a team that will be ranked in Class 2A basically all season long, and then you get a travel to Princeton on Thursday night, and top that off with a Saturday night contest with a very, very good Mitchell Lady Blue Jackets team. So certainly no gimmies in the first week for Barrie, but as the season goes on, I can give you my guarantee that the Lady Vikings will continue to slow down, play better. The skills and the talent are there. It's just going to take a minute or two to mesh. As we mentioned, a lot of these girls coming off long volleyball seasons, long cross-country seasons, not a lot of practice time together, not a lot of familiarity with each other, but that will come with repetition, and basically they have just not only met an outstanding team here tonight in Linton, but a Linton team that certainly looks to be firing on all cylinders. And Linton leads it here at halftime by a count of 36-15. As we mentioned, join us again. Going to be a busy week here on the General 95.9 at Thursday night. It's going to be Barrie and Princeton down in Princeton. And airtime on that one will be Oh, closer to 7:30, 7:45. Friday night, girls varsity basketball. It's going to be South Knox and WC. On Saturday night, Bar Even Mitchell. Airtime going to be about 7:15. That one from Kavanaugh Court. And then we'll talk about next week when we get to next week. It'll be fun as always. So 36-15, Linton leads here at halftime. Back to Linton High School after this two-minute timeout.
The Washington Chrysler Center deal of the month is a 2019 Dodge Journey. These are perfect for your family hauling from ball games to school, work, and back home. And now during the Black Friday sales event at Washington Chrysler, you can own a new 2019 Journey for as low as $18,687. That's right, rebates and incentives up to $5,500 mean big savings for you. Only 9 in stock, these will go fast. See the sales team today and take your new Dodge Journey home during the Black Friday sales event at the Washington Chrysler Center or online at WashingtonChryslerCenter.net.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Ever Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Hi, this is Dawn Perkins. Start saving on your homeowner's insurance today at Thompson Insurance. Homeowner's insurance protects what is typically the biggest investment you will ever make, your house. Auto Owner's Insurance Company offers a discount when your homeowner's insurance premium is paid in full. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, and see how I can save you money. Thompson Insurance, 514 East Main, representing Auto Owner's Insurance Company.
And back at Linton High School, getting ready for second half action. It will be Lady Viking basketball. Addison Ains go with it on the inbounds. Addison, left-hand dribble, going to bounce it over. Melissa Wagler with it, top of the key. And Tracy Stahl going to set for a three. It's going to be short. Rebounded by Linton, and here comes Burgess, and she just sprints it up the floor every time. Left-hand layup going to spin off. And Rachel Wilson going to have it poked away. Mareve going to save it. Tracy Stahl. Mariah Bullock going to set for three. It's in and out, no good. Rebounded by Fry. So nearly a minute gone here, second half. And Linton with it. Barry man-to-man here to start the second half. Frady with it. And they're going to call an offensive foul. And that's going to be on Burgess. And they're going to say that she pushed off trying to get open. So Barreve with it. 36-15. Barreve with two good looks here to start the second half. Just can't get either to go. Bullock with it in the left corner. Mariah over to Ainsco. Addie on the baseline. Her bounce pass going to be picked off. And here comes Frady. 15-footer had it, but then she passed it up. Fry with it now. Burgess. Rose back in the game with those three fouls that she picked up. Frady with it. It's going to be picked off. Rachel Wilson. And bad bounce pass, but Rachel going to get it back. Miss it. Mariah Bullock going to pick it up. Her hook shot, no good. Rachel Wilson going to get the offensive rebound. No good, but Rachel is going to be fouled and go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Rachel Wilson, pair of charity tosses, her first one, got it, 36-16, she'll have another one. And her second free throw, going to roll in and out, no good. Here comes Bar-Eve on the run, or Linton on the run. Shafford, maybe going to get away with a push-off. Heard shot, no good, but going to be tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Linton. And here comes Bar-Eve. Linton going to extend their pressure. And Tracy Stahl going to be fouled. That's already three fouls here in the second half on the Lady Miners. So Linton with a substitution here. 36-16. And now they're going to get a moving screen on Rachel Wilson. So basically this has turned into an episode of Oprah. I get a car, you get a car, everybody gets a car. Everybody's getting the moving screen call right now. So Linton with the basketball. Going to lose it for just a second. Pick it back up. And miss a short shot. Rose going to pick it back up. Another short jumper, no good. Alexis Anderson, her short jumper, no good. Shaffer going to rip the rebound away from everybody, lay it up and in. Linton just did not quit on that possession. And now they're going to pick it off the other way. And Anderson going to go down. That's Shafford, excuse me. She's going to lay it up and in. 40-16. And Bari's seen enough. They're going to take a full. We'll take one, too. On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 40-16. Linton on top. 4:46 left, third quarter. Back to Linton High School after this one-minute timeout.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, next to Graber Post.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Bari Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Bari Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
Bari basketball, 40-16. And Linton in a little 3-2 zone right here. Let's see how far they extend it. Mariah Bullock. And Melissa Wagler's pass going to be picked off. Here comes Shafford. She's just going to try to get through everybody. Almost had it ripped away. She's going to take it back from Tracy Stahl, knocking a short jumper, 42-16. So Bar-Eve with it. Melissa Wagler. Going to have it kicked. And Barib going to get it on the sideline. Melissa Wagler with it over to Mariah Bullock. Rachel Wilson. Murray still with it. Melissa, top of the key. Murray still with it. 3:30 left. And a three-pointer in and good. And that's going to be Addie Ainsco. So 42-19. But Schaffer going to come down and knock in a three on the other end. Schaffer with another three. Ainsco with it, gonna skip it over. And Rachel Wilson gonna dribble it off her foot and out of bounds. So Rachel got stuck over in the corner. Linton gonna get it back with a 25-point lead. 2.5 minutes left here in quarter number three. Burgess with it. Schaffer's got it in the high post. Good post passing. And that one goes to Ashton Powell. Powell going to lay it in, 46-19. And a bad sideline pass from Bullock. Going to guide Addison Ainsco out of bounds. So 46-19. Hannah Foose getting ready to check back in. And Melissa Wagler going to sit down. So Linton with the basketball again. Another three from the corner. That's been their spot, but that one's going to roll out. Ezra Davis, and here comes Ainsco with it on the run. Going to bounce it over to Bullock. Bullock. Good pass on the baseline, but Hannah Foose going to miss the layup, and here comes Linton. That's a golden opportunity right there. Barry had to cash that in. Schaffer now. She's going to have it poked away, and here comes Ainsco. And Ainsco going to be fouled by Schaffer. That's going to be team foul number four on Linton. So the scoreboard has not looked good tonight for Barry, but Barry has definitely fared better in the foul department. Just one foul here in the second half. Mariah Bullock with it. Over to Ainsco. Went in a 3-2 zone this time. High post, Rachel Wilson. Going to be fouled on the entry pass. And fouls mounting again for Linton. That's team foul number five. Rachel Wilson on the inbounds. Back to Ainsco. Addison down. Spins. Her shot is short. And Foose almost grabbed the offensive rebound, but it's going to be out of bounds on the baseline. Back to Linton. 1 minute left exactly here in quarter number three. And a three put up from the corner going to be short by Linton. Here comes Ainsco, and she was trying to throw a pass deep, but it's going to be picked off. There goes Mallory Fry on the baseline. Her shot going to be blocked by Rachel Wilson. but Winton going to get it back. Rose going to be fouled. She's going to be tripped. And I think they're going to get that on Hannah Foos. Now they're going to get it on Wilson. Kenzie Swartzentruber checks back in. And Addie Ainsco going to sit down. And Rachel Wilson going to pick one off. And Rachel trying to throw a bounce pass, going to have it kicked out of bounds. That's one where Rachel just needs to get a little bit selfish, get that girl on her hip and go to the rim. But it will be Bar Reeves basketball underneath her own bucket. Slow developing set here. Foos with it, back out, Bullock. Long two from the baseline, no good. Going to be poked away, however. And Foos on the baseline, no good. Rebounded by Rose. Here comes Linton with it. Amber Rose with the basketball. And shot going to be put up at the buzzer by Mallory Fry. It's no good. And that's going to do it. At the end of three, good stop there at the end of the quarter for Bar Eve. All Vikings, or not all Vikings, all Miners, as Vikings trail here, 46-19. Back for fourth quarter action after this 1 minute timeout.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Montgomery Medical Associates offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Hallsapple and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
Back at Linton High School, and it will be Linton ball to begin quarter number four. 46-19, Linton on top by 27. On the floor for Bar Reeve, Melissa Wagler, Tracy Stahl, Kenzie Swartzentruber, Lindley Sheets, and Addison Ainsco. Burgess with the basketball for Linton, going down on left side. She's going to be bumped by Tracy Stahl. That's going to be team foul number three on Barry, first on Tracy. Little lob play on the inbound, going to be poked away. Kenzie Swartzentruber going to have it poked away. Now here comes Linton. And now they're going to get a foul on Tracy, trying to poke it back. One of the things that Bar Eve has had trouble with so far tonight is even when they do get transition opportunities, trying to dribble up the floor instead of finding an open outlet pass and dribbling through this Linton pressure. Very, very difficult. Good cut right there by Linton. Going to be laid in by Alexis Anderson. She's going to be fouled and go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. And they're going to get that foul on Lindley Sheets. That's her first. And fouls now evened up at five each. So Anderson with a really nice dive on the ball side right there. Strong finish. She's going to be fouled and go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. And it's going to roll out. Lindley with another rebound. Here come the Vikings with the basketball. Yeah. And on the other end, Tracy Stahl going to get her pivot foot caught. She's going to travel with it. Another turnover for Bar Eve. Kylie Gladys getting ready to check in for the first time for Bar Eve. Freshman played a lot of JV tonight, a 31-28 junior varsity loss. Fry with it down. That girl's about ambidextrous. She can play left-handed and right-handed and throws in a right-handed runner. 50-19, and that lead has ballooned to 31. And they're going to get a foul on the other end, and that one's going to be on Shafford. That's Linton's sixth foul. Bar Eve with five, so Vikings will be in a bonus the rest of the game. Linton two fouls away. Bari trying to get organized. Linton in that 3-2 zone again. Ainsco going to take a three from the corner. It's short, but there's Lindley Sheets going to pick it up and lay it in. Lindley, a nice night, not only on the glass, but finishing plays as well. That's Lindley's fifth point here tonight. And there's another rebound. Lindley does a good job of just really carving out space in there, blocking out, and owning the rebound. Bar Eve coming back the other direction. And skip pass going to be tapped away. Linton going to pick it up. Nice job. And there's Rose going to go down, lay it up, and in. And she's going to be fouled by Ainsco. Good hustle by Linton, never giving up on the play. They kind of just threw a Hail Mary on the other end that stayed in bounds up along the right sideline. Got it to Rose. Rose has had a tough night with foul trouble, but she got one to go right there, 52-21. And Rose going to the line looking to complete the three-point play. And Rose got the free throw to go. So 53-21. Rachel Wilson with it to post the other end. Over to Melissa Wagler. Melissa with it. Gets a ball screen from Rachel Wilson. Now you pick up your dribble and thought that the Bar Eve bench had called a timeout. An inadvertent whistle, so Bar Eve going to get it back on the sideline. Ball going to be kicked out of bounds now. 5:26 left. All Linton, 53-21. Rachel Wilson. And one thing that has been off tonight that the Vikings could do a better job of, even against this Linton pressure, is the Vikings' passing has not been great here tonight, and that is one thing that will improve. Kylie Gladish misses her first varsity shot. Here comes Burgess down. Going to spin it. And a 15-footer put up by Mattia Potter is no good. And now they're going to get an over-the-back foul on Frady. And that's going to put Bar Eve in a bonus, and I think that'll be Mariah Bullock headed to the other end for some charity tosses. So seventh team foul on Linton. Six on Bar Eve, so both teams will be in a bonus. The last 5 minutes. Mariah bounces it. And her free throw going to roll in. 53-22. How many is that for Mariah, statistician? That's four for Mariah Bullock here tonight. Mariah's second one going to be short. Thank you, Anna Ballingy. Anna Ballingy can hit volleyballs and keep stats in that order. Linton now, good post passing right there, but Linton going to miss a short shot. Potter had a shot at the rim. It was rushed and going to be kicked out of bounds, so Barrie going to get it back. 53-22. My statisticians are so good. We even got John Mullen texting in saying how many Mariah Bullock had. Rachel Wilson going to bank in a 16-footer. And when I say bank it in, I think that one may have drew rain. 53-24. And the turnover on the other end, Vikings are going to get it back. And Coach Jared Rimmel is going to get some of his reserves in the game. Nice hand from the Linton crowd tonight. It's going to be a fun girls basketball season in Linton with this team. I know they had a loss to North Knox last week, but that's certainly going to be a game around sectional time. That'll be a must-see affair. Rose down on the other end, left-hand layup, got it. 55-24. Linton by 31 again. Jenica Helms into the game for the first time for Barrie. Gladish over to Helms. And Melissa Wagler going to have it poked away by Davis. Jump ball as both players vie for possession. Going to be Barrie basketball on the baseline. And Kylie Gladish on the inbounds, going to fire a 15-footer. Going to roll out, tapped around. Ball going to be on the floor. Possession arrow going to give it back to Linton this time. So Linton with the basketball. 3.5 minutes left. All Miners, 55-24. Davis with the basketball. She's going to shoot one from the volleyball spiking line. And nothing but net. Linton has really, really dialed it up from long distance here tonight. 58-24 now. Bullock going to go down. Going to slice through. She's going to be fouled. Mo going to go to the line, shoot a pair. So Bullock at the free throw line. Pair of charity tosses on the way. Mo's first one gonna roll out, no good. And she'll have one more. Mariah, perhaps the Vikings' best shooter, but she's had a tough go of it from the field tonight. Moe's next one, got the second one, 58-25. Shafford with the basketball, out to Burgess. Shafford's got it. They're looking inside, trying to get a post touch down to the Lady Miners. Burgess. Davis has got it. She's going to fire up another three. Got another one. 61-25 now. And Linton just continues to make shots. And they're going to get a foul on the screen right there, Mariah Bullock. set for position. And she's going to be fouled by Shafford, who kind of barreled through the screen. That's team foul number 9 on Linton. Bullock with the bonus. 2:35 left. Shafford going to check out. And Bullock's free throw going to roll in that time. 61-25. Mo will have one more. Mo's second. Got that one. 61-27. Two and a half minutes left. Davis with it. Linton maybe trying to take a little time. Morgan Green now. Back to Davis. And ball going to be poked away for a second. They're going to get a travel that time on Alexis Miller. Freshman into the game for the first time for Linton. Barry going to get it back. Helms with the basketball. Freshman seeing her first action here in the second half of the fourth quarter. And bad pass going to be picked off and last touched by Ezra Davis. She tried to tap it back inbounds and then wait for Barry to touch it so she could steal it back and just couldn't quite get it done. She was the first to touch it back inbound, so that's going to give it back to Barreve. Helms with it again. Jenna Harrison into the game for the first time. Kenzie Swartzentruber. Lindley Sheets. Over to Harrison. Her pass going to be picked off. And Lindley going to go over and back, trying to retrieve the basketball. 61-27, minute and a half left. And Linton trying to get the ball down in the post. Wanted to find Alexis Miller on the back cut. We're going to have a jump ball. And actually, before the jump ball, Coach Jared Rimmel going to get a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead, keep it right here. Minute and 8 seconds left. 61-27. Linton in control here. Barreve going to drop to 0-1 on the season. Barreve, as we mentioned, they will be back in action on Thursday night as the Lady Vikings travel to Princeton to take on the Lady Tigers. It was a series that the Vikings picked up for the first time last season, both with the boys and the girls. So airtime on that one, going to be about 7:45. Then on Saturday night, Barreve back home with Mitchell. JV varsity contest airtime about 7:15 or so. So Linton with the basketball. Anna Ballingy, do you know who took that picture? You bet. So Linton just trying to run a little clock here. I think they'll take a layup, but I would say they're done really shooting the basketball as Barreve's chasing them around. Subs in the game for both teams. Ezra Davis with it. We're coming up on 20 seconds. Kenzie Schwartzentruber trying to really get out and guard her, play a little defense. And we're coming up on 10. And I would say Linton Dunn shooting it. Morgan Green with it. Davis has got it back. We're at 5. And she's going to pick it up. It's going to be tapped away, but that's going to do it, and it's going to be Academic. The final tonight on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, all Linton. They lead it the entire way, and they pick up a victory tonight over Bar Eve, 61-27. We're going to have a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to have all the post-game show, final scoring, tonight's Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game, and more. Vikings fall tonight, 61-27 to Linton. Back to Linton High School after this quick timeout.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
This year, Black Friday has turned blue. Ford blue. This is Billy Dobson at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, and we want to make sure you get the present you really want this Christmas. Imagine finding the keys to a brand new Ford F-150, Mustang, or Fusion under your tree Christmas morning. Of course, you want the vehicle that goes with those keys, and of course, we want you to have it. Stop in and see us at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, where we're turning Black Friday to Ford Blue and making Christmas wishes come true.
Back at Linton. All Lady Miners tonight. They win it over Bar Eve, 61-27. And Linton's defensive pressure, too much for the Lady Vikings to handle tonight. Final statistics tonight. And we will start with Bar Eve first. They're going to be led tonight by Addison Ainsco and Mariah Bullock, each with 7 tonight. Ainsco made 3, made 2. Addison was 2-for-4 from the line for her. 7 points. Mariah Bullock made a 3-point basket in the first half, and Mo was 4-for-6 from the line for her 7 points. They're going to be followed tonight by Lindley Sheets, who did a good job off the bench. Lindley, 5 points. Lindley, 2 2-point baskets, made her only free throw. Lindley finished with 5. Pair of Vikings with 3 points. Hannah Foose, a 2-point basket, 1-of-2 from the free throw line. Same thing for Rachel Wilson, a 2-point basket, 1-of-2 from the free throw line. Vikings scoring tonight, rounded out by Melissa Wagler. Melissa, first Viking points of the game, a 2-pointer on the baseline in the opening quarter for her 2, and that is going to do it. Add all of that up, that's 27 for Bar Eve. Linton tonight, they are going to be led by Vanessa Shafford. Shafford tonight finished with 2 3-point baskets, count them, 6 2-point baskets, and that is a game-high 18 points for the very excellent sophomore. She's going to be followed tonight by Haley Rose. Rose with 4 2-point baskets, 1-of-1 from the line for 9. Aubrey Burgess was next, 2 3-point baskets, a 2-point basket for 8. Ezra Davis, 2 3-point baskets and a 2-point basket for 8. Mallory Fry, a 3-point basket, 2 2s for 7. Ashton Powell with 2 2-point baskets for 4. Alexis Anderson with 3 2-point baskets, 0-of-1 from the line. Anderson with 6. Hannah Frady with a made 2-point basket for her 2. Let's see if we missed anybody. I think we missed Ashton Powell. A lot of Lady Miners in the scoring column tonight. Powell, 2 2-point baskets for her 4. Add all of those up, and it is a 61-27 win for the Lady Miners. Little bit of hardware to pass out tonight. Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game, and a lot of balanced scoring, at least from the Vikings side. But I'm going to go to the bench tonight for the Bar Eve Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game. We're going to give it to Lindley Sheets. Lindley, not the team high scoring honors tonight. Lindley with 5. She finished behind Ainsco and Bullock, who each had 7. But Lindley came in and really did a nice job on the boards. I counted 6 rebounds at one point. She did a nice job on the offensive boards, carving out space. and really got aggressive in the post and was a good presence in there. So we're going to go with Lindley Sheets as tonight's Build Option for Tough Player of the Game. Well, join us again next time. It'll be Thursday night in about 48 hours as Bar Eve and Princeton going to tip off down in Gibson County. As we mentioned, airtime going to be about 7:45. I'd like to thank my good friend Renee Lyle back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time. I'm Mike DeCourcy. Linton wins it over Bar Eve tonight, 61-27. We'll talk to you on Thursday night from Princeton. Good night, everybody.
Bar Eve Vikings. This concludes coverage of Bar Reef Sports on 4-Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game.